Dan Patrick today, because we were arguing about this this morning.
Yeah, we were arguing about Mike Trout and what's going to happen, but they were talking about it on the DP show today, talking about Trout's future in relation to Harper and Machado.
And then I just saw this with John Heyman, who covers this sport, said on Tuesday the Phillies will make a big play for Trout when he becomes a free agent. He added a significant note in his tweet saying an extension now is unlikely for Trout.
Basically, Trout's unlikely to sign an extension with the Angels. He'll become a free agent in 2 years. Dan also says that in 2 years, he is hearing that the Phillies will make a run at Trout. That makes sense. Trout is from New Jersey. He's a diehard Philly fan and everything else. I assume he grew up a diehard Phillies fan also. But Arnie, you're saying with 2 years left on the deal,
yes,
if he's going to leave the Angels anyways, the Red Sox trade for him now?
Well, that's based on if the Angels want to trade him. And I always say, you know, if a guy doesn't want to come back, you get rid of him. Mm-hmm. So if I was an Angel fan or an Angel owner or whatever, GM, I'd want to trade him. Okay, that's the first thing. Okay, now, who wants him? Why wouldn't you want him if you're the Red Sox? And I can give you a bunch of reasons why. First of all, I would get rid of Benintendi or Bogarts and Devers, whatever it's going to take. You don't understand something here. You know, you guys look at the numbers and saying, well, look what you're going to pay him. And look what you're going to pay Mookie Betts. Think of it in an outfield with Mookie Betts and Mike Trout for a second, okay? Look what we're doing. We're drooling over Kyler Murray, trying to get him to play in baseball. This kid really doesn't even want to play baseball as far as I'm concerned, but we want him because baseball is so desperate for big-name stars. Could you imagine? Now, if I'm the owner of the Red Sox, how many World Series do I have in the last 15 years?
What,
four?
Yep.
I got over that now. I've got my World Series. I've broken the jinx. Now I want something bigger. I want a brand. I would want the Red Sox to be a bigger brand than the Yankees. I want the Red Sox to be a bigger brand. I want them to turn into the next Golden State Warriors. Look at them. Look what the Cavaliers were worth with LeBron and without LeBron. We're talking a lot of dinero. The Red Sox, if I own the Red Sox, I'm saying I want a brand now. I'm going to have the two guys that are going to be probably the most recognizable guys in baseball on my team. And I'm not going to suffer for it because both guys are going to be phenomenal. You keep telling me how great Mookie is. Can you imagine if I have Mookie and Mike Trout? I will build around that. I will do what I have to do. And not only is my team going to be great, I'm going to be ahead of the Yankees. My team's going to go up in value, and everybody's going to be talking to me. I'm going to have a whole new value and a whole new thing for the Red Sox.
First of all, can you imagine being the 3-4 hitters with with Betts leading off, followed by Trout?
Well, Betts wouldn't be leading. It'd be like 2-3, but whatever. Yeah,
well,
you're right.
No,
yeah.
But I mean, right now, that's probably how
you're
it
right.
would be.
Yeah.
But that being said, I feel like the Red Sox have pretty much, maybe not quite, but they've almost, I think they are a brand. I mean, aren't the Red, everywhere they travel, half the park is wearing Red Sox
clothes. But not
clothes.
Bigger than the Yankees.
They've sold more merchandise than any team I can't confirm that. But everywhere you go, everybody's wearing Red Sox stuff.
Arnie,
and they win.
Arnie, I was ready earlier in the day to call you a 100% moron.
Yes.
Now I'm ready to call you a 50% moron.
Wow, I got 50%. Yeah,
because that was smart when you talk about building a brand that wanted to be better than the Yankees and have they won enough to just make the other stuff more important. Maybe there's an argument to be made for that, but I wouldn't do this deal at all. And I love Trout. I think Trout's the best player in baseball. I think he's the best player that I've truly watched in my lifetime. Griffey is my favorite player of all time. But in terms of when he truly did his dominance that I could witness and remember, it's Trout for my money's worth. He is that special. He's got 2 years left on his deal.
Right.
I think this deal would take Benintendi, Devers, and some minor league pieces to get done. If you think that Trout is going to go somewhere else anyways, he's not going to re-sign in Boston. Well, then I'm going to lose Trout in 2 years. Right. I'm going to have lost Benintendi for the additional 4 years.
Yep.
I'm going to have lost Devers for the additional 4 years. And then I'm going to lose Trout, and then I'm going to lose both of them, and then I'm going to lose some combination of Bogarts, Sale, Bradley, and Martinez, who are all becoming free agents. That's too much loss. And even if they win the World Series this year with Trout, I'm not decimating the entire future.
How about if it's the other way around? How about if I say, okay, I'm not so sure that Mookie's going to stay, but I got Trout. I could keep one out of the two.
You wouldn't give Trout the money. Trout's older than Mookie, and you wouldn't give him 7 years.
Well, I'm not going to give him 7 years, but I'm going to give him some money. If I know that Mookie's going to leave me, and I got Trout, at least I'm going to save one. And if Mookie's not going to leave me, then I get both.
But you're not going to pay either of them.
But well, I have to pay them. That's the only way I'm going to keep them. Usually, I don't pay guys like that. I'm the first to tell you this. But to build my brand, And I'm thinking of it in the long term, that the value of my franchise is going to shoot up, kind of like the Cavaliers shot up with LeBron when he's not there. That's my next step, to be more valued than the Yankees, to be the number one team in all baseball in team value, and to be like the next Golden State, L.A. Lakers, New England Patriots. What are you going to just keep trying to win World Series? Is that what it's all about? Because you're not going to lose that with – you're not losing that with Trout, right? So, you're not losing that. And as you said, let me explain something on Benintendi. He's a good player. He's a piece of the puzzle to help you win a World Series. You don't win because of him. And let me tell you something. He'll be good for his career, but he's not going to have the years like you think he is. He's not as great as everybody thinks he is.
Why are you okay with the Red Sox going for the brand and trying to go for the big home run, but yet you're telling me the Yankees, it's good that the Yankees are fiscally responsible and not getting Machado?
What are the Yankees going to do when Judge's contract comes up?
They're going to pay him.
Well, which one? So they're going to have the double do there with him and Stanton. Nobody's leaving there. They're going to give them both, but that's going to be a chunk of change there, my friend. So why can they? They're building a brand. They're going to – you Judge and Stanton, they're going to have the two most recognizable guys.
And you're going to be telling me –
And I want to get Trout and Mookie to offset that.
You're
going to
be telling me
thing.
That Stanton is a waste of money in about 3 years. But that, you already think he's a waste of money.
That's me, right? But I don't own the Yankees. I see their thinking, though. They're like, hey – again, baseball has a problem. That's why Kyler Murray's – We're going after a kid that doesn't even want to play baseball to be, like, saving baseball.
Well, building a brand is great, Arnie, except you've got to have – don't you have to have a winning franchise to do that? And if you've got – if you're paying Mookie at whatever insane amount, $400 million or whatever they're going to have to lay down for him, and you're paying Trout, you won't end up re-signing J.D. Martinez.
That's
You won't re-sign Sale. You're not going to have left to give to Benintendi, Devers,
Benintendi's
and Bogaerts, whose contract is up in, two years?
We'll go to a break.
Bogaerts is a free agent after next year.
Right, so we'll go
so you don't win. Who have you got left? You're just disassembling your team.
I'll send out Bogaerts, and I'll send out Benintendi, and I'll ask you, if you send those two guys out. And
I ask you a serious question,
go ahead.
Why am I going to – why, if I'm the Angels, am I going to take Bogaerts for 1 year, knowing when I could just keep Trout for 2 years?
Well, maybe you could work a deal out with him. First of all, I don't know if he has any team particularly. I think he just wants the years in the contract, and I think the Angels will offer him that. Artie Marino's very good with that. Look, like I told you what he did with Pujols. Artie Marino's a very good owner, and I know I'm a little biased because he went to the University of Arizona, but he really is a good guy. He's a righteous guy. I do like him, so I do think he'll do the right deal. You tell me, Red Sox fans, would you rather have Trout or Benintendi and Bogaerts? You tell me on that one. 802-655-6672. Brady, what do we got coming up next?
They said what?
That is next.